Gurney's got it here, 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah. Last week, we talked to District 50. We discussed that that's not my district, so we had to be fair and bring in the district that my kids go to, at least. And we have Dr. Colleen Packett in, who is the new superintendent, correct?
This is year four.
Oh, so it's not new-ish? New-ish superintendent?
Year four.
Year four isn't new.
Trust me, it does not feel new.
No. Well, you've been through a lot in the last four years. She's been through one cycle of kids through the high school at this point,
so that's not new.
Yeah, so it's not new at all. I'm sorry. But at District 56, we welcome you,
Thank you,
Colleen.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you've been with the district for 4 years. What were you doing before that?
This is my 21st year in the district.
Okay.
I started as a principal, and I was at Spalding School, which is our pre-K 2 building, and then I opened up Gurney Grade School,
okay,
which was the K-8 building in the floodplain.
Yeah.
And then I moved to district office, assistant superintendent, and now I'm superintendent.
Nice.
This is year four for that.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you work your way up the ladder.
Next is retirement. June of 2023, but who's counting?
Oh, yeah, right?
Wait, when were you a principal at Spalding?
2000.
Okay, so you didn't have to deal with me as a parent then, thank goodness.
No, but I'm sure it would have been great.
I'm like a breath of fresh air. All right, so there's things that we need to discuss as far as the district goes, like the Learning Recovery Program.
Yep, Learning Recovery Program is a direct response to COVID and everything our kids have been through for the last 18 months. So as a district, actually all districts receive some funding. They call it ESSER funds to help come up with ways to support the kids upon their return, which is great. Last week was our first week of school. We had kids getting off of school buses. We couldn't see their smiling faces, but we saw their smiling eyes, which was just as good. And what the Learning Recovery Program is a tiered approach over the next 2 to 3 years to work with our kids who had experienced learning loss as a result of being home for the last 18 months.
Well, I remember I specifically, because my son has such a late birthday, and when COVID hit, he was in kindergarten, and we were questioning whether or not to hold him back. And the teacher at that point was like, everybody is going to, you know, everybody's, it's an even playing field now. Like, we're all just going to work to get these kids back up to where they need to be. She's like, move them along. Mm-hmm. Just keep on moving him along. So that's really cool that you guys are doing that. I think remote learning, though, went awesome, at least for us in the district. It was a little different for District 56, having the heads up on the fact that we already did, you know, the iPad education and had those things in place where not much of a transition was needed.
We flipped very quickly. District 56 was the only elementary district in the state of Illinois that was part of the pilot for one-to-one and part of the pilot for e-learning, which was, to many chagrin, in place of snow days and emergency days. And so our kids had already done that during the polar vortex and a few other opportunities. And so when we shut down on March 12th, we were back up and teaching within 2 school days.
Yeah, it didn't take much time at all, which kudos to you and everybody there at District 56. Now, after Spalding comes Prairie Trail, and I have had one child go through there so far, but it's not somewhere I pass often because it's kind of further out on the...
Set back off.
Yeah, but when I did the other day, I noticed the solar panels that are
up. Solar panel, we put a solar field in at Prairie Trail, which was our only school that could really sustain it. It had lots of open land.
Yep.
It's in the middle, literally in the middle of the prairie. And so we installed a solar field, which should be hooking up and kicking in on September 9th. And that field will fully provide all the energy that's required to run Prairie Trail School.
I said that to my husband. I was like, I wonder if that powers the entire building. He's like, probably not. And I was like, look at all of those solar panels. Yeah. I'm like, there's no way.
It's very impressive. But it's starting on the 9th.
Okay.
And it will fully support the energy required to run Prairie Trail. And we're really excited because it comes with a whole learning dashboard. So our kids are going to be able to not only just observe on their iPads how the energy consumption is working in that building, but can go out and check out the solar field and all that other stuff. So in addition to being good for the environment, it's going to be good learning experience for our kids. I can see us doing some quick field trips over to our own buildings to learn about things like that, which is nice.
That's cool.
If there's a kid that causes trouble, you're going to make him go out there with a broom and clean him off in the wintertime, get the snow off of him?
Well, we hadn't discussed it, but we can, can bring it up at the meeting if you'd like.
I've been that kid out there on the solar panels, like, got to get the snow off again.
Now, you guys are doing a lot as far as safety and security goes with COVID-related mitigations.
Yeah, we're constantly looking at all of that. So the most, you know, we have all the mitigations that they recommend in place in as many of our classrooms as we can find a way to do it. At the recent board meeting, we just approved new additional standalone air filtration units for all classrooms that help to collect and kill COVID-19. So those will be coming in the next week or two. And then we've also been looking at security for our buildings all around. And while kids haven't been in, we've continued to do the work. And so we've improved with our entryway at all of our schools with a new system. Many places have had it. It's called Raptor.
Yeah.
So you come in, you identify yourself. It hooks in to make sure that you're not a sex abuse person, a child abuse person.
Right.
And all your records come up, so you're not volunteering in the classrooms. So that, as soon as we're able to start having volunteers in the schools we'll be able to do that. Right now, we still aren't. And then we installed all brand new state-of-the-art cameras on our busing. And that's not just to observe the kids and what's going on with the kids on the busing, although it's amazing and it's been really great. It also observes what goes on around the bus.
Yep.
So with regards to safety of cars passing buses with a stop arm out or adult behavior at the bus stop with the bus driver, those kinds of things, it's really going to be beneficial for us to kind of move things through quickly.
Nothing irritates me more than when I see a car passing a bus. Like, it makes my blood boil, but I do have a 7 and 6 year old riding a bus. So, I mean, that's also adds to that. Again, we have Superintendent Dr. Colleen Packett from District 56 in with us this morning. Thank you for all that information and obviously being a parent of a District 56 or multiple kids there. I thank you guys for everything you have going on. Now, before we let you go, Gurney's got it. We do ask you for your one Gurney go-to.
So I was here not that long ago and I gave one, but I'm going to give you a different one today, and that's Riverside Cafe. That's my new favorite place for an awesome cup of coffee. Just great. Going there after here. Going there after here.
You have to. You have to. Thank you so much for being on with us this morning. Gurney's Got It continues next on XLC.